One of the things that I notice now is that it's more of an entertainment venue. Besides the game, you've got dot races, and certainly at the minor league level, a lot of these fan participation stunts between innings. But even at the Rangers and the Yankees, between innings, you've got all kinds of activities. The fans are on the Jumbotron, engaged in contests and things. So it sounds like the owners have really expanded beyond the game itself.
Well, it's the old idea of get them in the tent. I mean, you gotta provide entertainment. I mean, I would naively think the ball game would be enough. Especially at the major league level. At the minor league level, I think it's wonderful. I mean, the tickets are reasonable. The players sign autographs. They're accessible to the fans, and they have all these little fun contests. It really makes kids and people excited about the sport. There's nothing wrong with that at the minor league level. It's the major league level. It needs a lot of help.
And, you know, at the major league level, because of the ticket prices, is it a different caliber of fans that go to big league games these days?
Well, that's another interesting question. I mean, the old idea that corporations were going to buy up the seats used to work, and then they'd distribute it to people, and sometimes they'd sit in it themselves. So you wouldn't have the hardcore blue-collar fan rooting for the home team. I mean, I noted the other day that at a Yankees game against Philadelphia, there were so many Philadelphia fans. Well, that's another sign of the times. If fans of your home team can't afford the tickets, or don't want to buy them, or are easily reselling them, then it makes it much easier for the other team to get into your ballpark, and it really does diminish the home field advantage.
And, you know, I guess in this age of government bailouts, it doesn't look too good for these corporations to be, whether they're buying naming rights or even entertaining clients in luxury.
Well, it just doesn't look good on your corporate report to say you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on premium seats. Listen, you mentioned the $2,500 seat for the first row of Yankee Stadium. That's if you bought it on a season ticket basis. Well, if you bought four seats, that's $10,000 per game. That's $800,000 for the season. Now, how's that going to look on your corporate report? If you've spent $800,000 for baseball seats for your clients, I don't think it looks very good.
I agree with you. Listen, you mentioned the new Yankee Stadium, and, of course, the Mets have a new home field as well. New York fans were pretty much evenly divided when we asked them if building these new stadiums was a good thing for baseball. What do you think? Was it a good thing that they built these new ballparks?
I was surprised by your poll results. I would have thought because of all the flack that has transpired, I would have thought a bigger percentage would have been against the idea that this was good for baseball. So that did surprise me. I guess it's good in a way that it draws more interest and more attention. I'll tell you the fact in your poll that I found fascinating when it came to New York City was that the only demographic that considered themselves Met fans as opposed to Yankee fans were people over 45. So I really got to thinking about that, and I obviously it might have something to do with the more recent success of the Yankees. I mean, they won World Series as recently as 2000, where the most recent Mets World Series win was 86. But I'm also wondering if that has something to do with the fact that the older fans still have an allegiance to the old Dodgers and Giants who used to play in New York and might have considered themselves National League fans. But I thought that was the fascinating tidbit in your poll about the over 45-year-old people who are Met fans.